last time on Tales from Moxbury. The party busted into the Underhill estate, smashing down mazes and massacring any halflings in their way. Thinking Gemtello was just ahead of them, Brimstone and Gerlach rushed forward away from everyone else, running directly into an ambush of Spec Ops halflings, who they counter-ambushed to death. The rest of the party headed down into a cavern, where they found 10 Gemtellas and former associate Jennifer. Brimstone and Gerlach continued pursuing the halflings into Moxbury, battling throughout the city as they went.
The very minute I see this guy, I'm severing his line.
Which guy?
The douchebag.
The one that's
the puppet guy?
The puppet guy.
Okay. But you need to find somebody old.
An action. It doesn't take effort.
He's going to be dead by the time
you get
here,
though.
I think it takes effort.
Okay, good. I will not.
Me and Gerlach can practically run, like, miles within minutes.
Right.
And, like, he'll be dead by the time you get here.
Shall we begin the timer?
Yes. No!
Gerlach and Brimstar in pursuit, and the other three sleuths are kind of still, lollygagging at the crime
scene. Yeah, I would say at this point, the halfling's like, oh no, I need help. Please, someone rescue me.
Pretty much.
I was badass, and then I lost all my power.
Yeah. Sucked.
I thought I can handle them, but I can't.
Oh.
Aww.
We shall begin that.
Who knew?
Yes.
That's where we are. I'm going to say the rest of you have caught up. It is a new scene.
Mm-hmm. Cool, cool.
New scene.
Not for you two, because you got already
not
started.
For us
this, you, yeah.
Got it.
And so, yes, you guys are the three, or the entourage, I should say, since it's a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah, it's a whole party.
It's pretty whittled down now, isn't it?
It's five attaché and three shadows.
So we've only gotten one of them killed so far.
One of the paladins and the mummy. Poor Mumford.
Poor Mumford. Yeah,
he's
like,
had
hey,
it
okay.
coming.
So
he did attack.
This guy a lesser foe or a greater foe?
He's a greater foe.
Okay.
But for the entourage that's coming up, you kind of see up in the sky and hear like this finches. Like there's a wave of finches that's going on.
Wave of finches.
Can I have the druid communicate with the finches?
Yeah.
And tell them to stop.
That won't work. You can just talk with them, but.
Hey, finches, what you doing?
We just came into existence. Exactly. We don't know what the fuck's going on.
Can you command finches?
I don't think so. Actually, I can speak with any intelligent creatures, so it depends on if they're...
They're finches.
Are they finches or are they magical finches?
They're magical finches.
Do they talk?
Not
fly up
common.
To one.
Pretty bird.
But
bird.
Do you know all languages?
I can speak.
At this point in time, I should.
I can speak to all any.
I knew so, yes,
they
12
can,
languages
they
in D&D.
They can speak.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, pretty bird.
We'll mess
they're up. Also... You're going to have to like keep on following them as they're... kind of flying
okay.
out.
Okay. What are you guys doing?
Help! 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 Help!
I can help you.
No! 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 No!
Skyfan!
That one's dead. There's a lot of them. And they're all going out. It's from the origin, you could say.
They're dispersing.
Okay. So I killed like two of them and yeah, I come
exactly.
back down. Well,
come
too
back,
late.
Come back down covered in feathers.
Yeah.
Like you had a date with your undead raven.
Yeah. Feathers in my mouth.
You guys roll up on pretty much Gerlach and Brimstone being the shit out of this halfling.
Mm-hmm.
Proceed to do what you want to do.
I mean, it seems like
so. I will continue to beat the shit out of that halfling.
Seems like our alacrity friends really got sidetracked with this guy. Let's keep going.
You guys have a compass, yeah. You guys can keep searching if you
yeah.
want.
Let's keep going.
Well, why don't we interrogate him a little?
Because we have a timer.
Well, that's not a bad idea, considering I only did one point of damage. Actually,
1 point of damage.
Yeah.
All right.
You did one.
I did one.
One. Noted.
Slap. Slap.
Are you punching? What's going on?
I'm trying to nick him with my daggers, but he's a squirrely little bastard.
He's bloodied, right? He's like bad, or is he still kind of fresh?
He is bloodied.
He's bloodied and close to death?
No.
Dang. Yeah, I punch him.
All right, roll damage. Or roll the hit and damage.
Hit.
Punch him hard.
Punch him hard. I hit roll nat 20.
Wow. All right, roll damage.
Roll damage. That's a 10. So 4 damage on this guy. Yeah.
Wow. So you guys just come up.
We're still beating on them.
Like, it's just like some kind of like.
Halfling's not like in like awesome gear or anything.
Yeah, he's not fighting back. He's just.
He got the bow out. A short bow.
Imagine Brimstone just threw a punch and looked at Asriel and was like, do you want to say it to him? So you better make it quick. You want to get some info? You make it quick.
Where'd you take the gem, child?
I didn't take it anywhere.
Where'd your people take it?
None of your fucking business.
Punch him!
Oh my god.
Wow.
Wealthy halfling.
Yeah, I'll command him.
To what?
It is my fucking business.
Oh, I see.
Tell me.
Okay.
You stole my property!
Plus 8 to your obstacle.
Plus 8 to my check?
Yes. Plus 8, you have to. What is your check right now?
3.
So it'd be 11.
Okay, I failed.
Okay. None of your fucking business.
Okay, well, fine. I'll burn him to death.
All right, roll that damage.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Do you want me to roll the hit?
Yeah, I guess roll the hit, sure.
It didn't hit.
Okay.
This is very anticlimactic.
God, you guys, can we just move on? Like, Finch Boy is not gonna... He's not the problem. You guys give me all this shit about Jennifer, but you guys are sitting here playing kickball with this jackass.
I like the kickball.
I mean, at this point, he survived getting punched and stabbed repeatedly by us. So, he's somebody.
He's somebody.
He ain't Jim Della.
Well, just kill him really quickly, then, and we can be on our way.
Or I could just walk away and go find Jim Della.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you not the guy who kills halflings?
I use Scythe Hand on him while they're talking.
Go ahead.
I believe I have to roll a d20.
Yep.
I rolled a 2. Nope.
One damage.
He is the baddest ass.
He's like,
No, you are the baddest.
I use my fray die.
Yeah, because you can't.
I rolled a fucking one.
0 damage.
I'm just depressed at this point.
Is it my turn? Or I think so. Yeah,
unless Newek is actually going to act.
Oh, unless Newek's going to do something.
You're not going to do anything. These guys are.
Are you trying to negotiate for survival?
Newek, are you scared to hit the halfling?
No, it's just.
Wow.
Let's just go. Let's go get Jim Tellin. That's what we want to do, right?
Look, at this point, it would be faster if you just helped us kill him.
Oh, 2 seconds of your time, Newek.
2 seconds Fine. Of your time, sir.
Yes. I roll and I hit. I guess I hit AC him 3. Just axe in the face.
Yep. Axe in the face.
That's not gonna do it.
Our hearts are into
harder than it looks, isn't it?
He's
a little bit squirmy. I mean,
did you not roll a 10?
I rolled a 5.
Okay, no, no.
So no,
it's not gonna happen.
All right, he's just gonna try to attack with his. Daggers. Yeah. Stab Azrael. What's your AC, Azrael?
2.
He hits, barely.
Now you take the 2.
Okay, sure.
Now you take. He rolled a 2.
He misses again. Go for Brimstone. He misses. Goes for Gerlach. He definitely misses.
He's just frantic.
He's like,
And Brimstone again. What's your AC?
My AC's 3. One. It's 1.
He still hits.
He still hits.
Okay. Should we be taking something from the fact that this guy has like 4 attacks around and we have 1?
It's the math of the game. 1 point of damage.
1 point of damage. That's fine.
It's just the math of the game.
He's just like a little buzzsaw.
Yeah, he's just frantically stabbing. He would be way more effective if he had
powers.
Yeah. It's your guys' turn.
Can we just take him with us?
God, does
he look close to death now?
He's getting there.
Like, I could just carry him around.
You hit. Plus 3.
Okay.
Roll damage.
I missed him.
I rolled a 1!
So
1 plus your intelligence.
Yeah, so 1 point. 4. Roll your fray die.
Then I rolled my fray die, which I got a 3.
That's 1, all right.
3 total damage.
Okay, he's still up.
Oh my god.
He wanted to run away. You could have just let him run.
No,
away.
No survivors.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, except for the 500 finches.
Okay.
Tell us where you took the goddamn baby.
He already, you can't do it again.
Okay, well, can I...
You can fuck him up.
When I excision of knowledge,
I hit.
Does that mean I take the knowledge myself? Do I know it?
Usually not. I just let you kind of do it that time. All right, roll that damage.
I do 1 damage.
Could have just let him run away.
That's a 2. Let's bank that one. That's a 4. No,
oh my
I can't.
God.
God damn
you guys are awesome statistically.
Oh, this fight sucks.
Yeah, we could have just let this one
okay,
go.
Okay, what's the compass in Gerlach? Where are you guys sensing this thing? South?
Yeah.
Still south?
Still south.
Okay. We can't tell if it's getting further. Or...
With the compass, you can.
Can I tell if it's moving?
Yes. Yeah, so with both sources of information. You can both tell it's moving and it's going south.
Yeah, I'll just take it's a minute out of trying to stab the halfling.
Wait, you stay right there. Oh, yeah, it's over there. I can feel it over there.
Is anyone punching, or am I, it's my turn
I
again?
I think we're done, yeah.
You're not going to punch him, bro?
Just punch him one last time before he moves.
Yeah, I'll give him a good
this
old...
This is amazing.
I'll fuck off!
He's close to death. Pretty close.
He has 7 hit points.
Jesus. Oh my Christ!
I can't waste my time with this guy, and he's pissing me off. However, I will allow him to get away from me, but I will still have my Pursuit of Fury on him, and I will know where he is at all times.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to tell him that.
Wait.
Obviously.
I could just carry him around. I did it with the group. It was easy.
I want to say, this guy's pretty much worthless, and we're wasting our time. He doesn't even have his powers.
He's not worthless. He's like a 15th level character.
He's obviously
like the most powerful halfling you could have possibly imagined.
One of them, yeah.
We just punked his dumb ass.
I kind of like pull Asriel
what do you
to
mean,
the side.
We?
I kind of pull Asriel to the side and I kind of whisper in his ear. I say, listen, I can track where this guy's at all times. If it's possible that he can give us a lead to where everything is, do you think it'd be worth it? Or should we just.
No, we should just shake his dumb.
Did you shake him?
Brimstone kind of grunts and he just punches him. Yeah, he just goes.
Professor Frank goes, you're onto something. Don't forget about it. You're smart.
Oh my god.
No, that's actually really smart.
No, Brimstone, you're smart. You're thinking smart, Brimstone.
And Azrael's like, fuck, I kill him. I'm like, no, actually, it's like an idea.
You know, I'm going to drop it. Yeah, I'm going to drop it.
He's a high-level character. He's never going to be weaker than he is right now.
So you don't punch him?
I don't punch him. I point him out and say, you're lucky you're worthless at the moment.
Okay. He runs away.
Oh, I want to continue stabbing.
Gerlach's going to keep on running, but for the rest of you, he disappears to the rest of you.
I mean, honestly, Gerlach, it's just going to be like 10 minutes of Gerlach shooting him in the back, and he's going to die.
One.
Until he gets the ability to use his powers again, and I'm
gonna,
screwed.
And I'm going to hang on to this effort to keep it on him, so just so you know.
Yep,
so I only have 2 still.
Yep.
So I know where he is.
So, Gerlach, are you really following him?
I want him dead. I really want him
dead. All right, roll an attack, and I'll tell you that he's probably not dead.
I did hit, but I only did 2 points of damage.
You did 2.
I did 2.
He's pretty bloodied, but he's continuing to run.
Odds are we're going to run into him later, and maybe he'll still be damaged, and we can finish.
Are you going to keep on following him?
Well, you know what? I can hit him out to 200 feet, so I'll, I'll just keep peppering
him. Well, he's going
to
go in between alleyways and stuff.
No.
I'm pursuing where the compass is going, and I'm keeping a track of this guy.
Okay.
Where is he headed at, actually?
He's kind of just going west right now.
He's going away from where the action is, where we're headed? Okay, that's fine.
I'm not going to keep on him. I want him
dead. God damn it!
He lives! Excuse me. That was really
I want him dead, but nobody else.
All right. So you guys keep on going south.
The thing is, though, is even if I pull this away, I can actually put it back on him later. Because as long as I've met him and seen him, then I know. Yeah.
Okay, so
you guys are too good to kill halflings
you guys
these days,
keep on,
right?
You guys keep on going southward. You make a transition into the apartment district.
Pale-or lovers, halfling lovers.
Brimstone, you feel this source that was going west starts going south as well.
Ooh.
Guys are in the apartment district, and as you're going, all of a sudden you start hearing and there's just all these finches that's starting to descend on your location. And they attach, half of them die.
What?
Whoa.
These finches kill
No.
Ripping that
I was gonna say 2 of them die.
I was gonna say round it up or round it down.
2 of them die because as you're kind of like around, and then all of a sudden you see that swords are being shoved through from the attache are attacking each other. And
do you think the birds would have went away if we had killed them?
And so you're down to 3.
Which 3?
Great question. Roll me a d6.
1.
The half elf sorcerer is dead.
Good.
5.
And the gnome, Eldritch Knight, Wooty, is dead.
Damn it.
I know, that was a good one.
On the office pool, I have the druid making it.
I was like, I just didn't have time to dance around with the fucking
And the shadows start fighting each other, and one of them dies.
Why don't you have your attache kill the halfling?
And everyone else
I
now
need
sees,
them with me.
Everyone else needs to give me a spirit save. As you hear,
I hate birds.
I
do not pass. Birds.
That one's caught.
My weakness.
What'd you?
Nope.
I pass.
I got a 12 on the nose.
Can I know what the effects are going to be if I want to redo advantage?
Start. Yeah, not for advantage. You can use advantage now, or you can wait to hear what it is and use an effort.
Just use the effort.
Yeah, for to pass the thing or to do the advantage?
To pass.
Okay, fine. Just go ahead.
Just from your regular? Okay.
We don't want...
or just from your tithing.
Take it.
All right.
We don't want to fight each other? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Why are you so stressed out, Chris?
Why?
You left him alive!
We're going to run into him. So, you can finish him off
so whoever failed, please attack someone on your party.
Oh, good.
No one failed.
I failed.
I have the sense that Josh paid Dave to fuck us up. We just didn't know it was
Dave,
around.
Dave, please attack someone of your choice.
All right. Let's see. Oh, no. Chris, Azrael.
All right. Roll the hit.
Okay.
Your AC, Azrael.
Uh-huh. That's an 18. 11 plus 7.
It's going to hit.
All right. Roll your damage. It's max. Right?
No, it's going to be maxed. It's 4 damage.
I mean, I have to apply effort for that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how
so
you want to
roll damage then.
All right.
D12.
It's still not great, but... that's 2 plus 4. That's 6, which gives us a 2.
Yeah, 2 points of damage. So as you see this chaos and hear all this chirping, Nuek?
Yeah.
Just tell me how you do it to him.
I mean, we're walking along, and... It's the birds and one of my shadows die, and it's a stressful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized that this is Azrael's problem. And it just, I just snapped. I'm sorry. It was in retrospect, I regret my actions, but yes, I did pull out probably a hammer and just like smash you in the shoulder with it.
Everyone else's turn.
Wait, where are these knives coming from?
You said swords came out.
Oh, the attaches attacked each other.
Oh.
Basically, as he's saying, you saw swords flash and you turned to realize the attaches were attacking.
Yeah.
Are the birds still around us?
Yep.
Are they lesser foes?
The birds are, sure.
So I can just fray dive.
All right, roll fray dice.
We're seriously being attacked by finches?
Well, maybe there's another source to this.
I would like to roll anything other than a 1 or a 2 tonight. That would be great.
All right,
great.
So you kill some birds. Let's figure out these
bird
health.
I rolled a 1.
Health. Bird health.
Okay.
You killed some birds.
I thought a 1 is a 0 damage.
Oh, maybe.
Well, 1 plus. Oh, no, it's Frey.
Yeah. Yes, it's Frey. All right. A clump of birds falls to the ground.
So I would like to extend my senses and look for whoever the fuck is.
Yes, give me some kind of skill roll for it, but you'll get a plus 4 to it.
16, if it's based on my wisdom, that's a 17 plus 4.
So, yeah, you did.
21.
So, yeah, you, especially with your extended senses and all that kind of stuff, like the birds are kind of... They're not the source of wood.
No, they're not.
They might be amplifying it, or I don't know. They might be kind of involved, but the source is like, you're looking around, and you notice that there is a halfling kind of just in the bushes far away, like, you know, a block away.
Is he a familiar-looking halfling?
No, it's a different halfling.
These fucking halflings.
Okay, I'm going to sneak over to him.
Okay, sneak over to him.
I'm going to put some effort into my cloak.
Okay.
I'm gonna cloak him away. I'm going to try and cloak him away.
I have to do a save.
Yeah, you have to do a save. Amen. Assuming he's a worthy foe.
He is.
Is there a bird in his hand he's talking to?
You could probably apply to this.
We'll see how you
An evasion save.
Would a two help?
Yeah.
I mean, technically you do get a save on that as a worthy foe.
Oh, okay.
It's a spirit save.
But I'd rather just do it that way.
I mean, however, you can elect not to.
No, I will save. However, roll damage.
No, I don't know. Does my cloak do damage?
Yes, we determined that last time. You use that dice. Well, it frees you up anyways.
It frees up an effort. To
2 points of damage.
2 points.
The freezing cold of the void.
Yes. What else? You say you're doing anything, Gerlach? Because no one else knows.
Nobody else knows he's over there. Yeah, when I see that I didn't disappear him, I will point out that, hey, guys, it's not the birds. It's this dude right here.
I think it's the birds.
It's not the birds. It's this halfling over here in the bush.
I think it's Azrael.
It's the...
All right.
My attache and I are going to go kill the halfling.
All right. Go ahead and... I'll roll for the attache.
We all start descending.
Onto the sky.
I'm going to throw an Eldritch Blast.
One misses. Yeah, exactly. 2 hit, though. That's pretty good.
Is his AC 9?
His AC is 3.
Then I do not hit.
But 2 of your attachments did.
That's good.
Yeah.
Go druid.
Yeah, it's totally druid. Some kind
bear
of
form.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they do a fair amount of damage. Wow, max damage.
God, that druid is hot.
Yeah, the druid is very hot right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and the other one did 2.
Did you see the druid's abs are like rock hard, dude?
Who else is going?
I can go.
All right.
I was going to. Can I use breath of death to kill all these fucking birds?
Probably, yeah.
So, I allow it.
Because, like, what it does is you can take this, you know, the breath does 1d6 damage per godbound level or triple to mobs, targets, yeah. and mobs oh, of geez. Creatures with only one hit die are instantly yes. killed. The wave is a cone up to 50 feet long per character level and just as wide at its furthest.
Why have you been just letting me poop on them?
Just as wide as its furthest extent.
Narrate have, what this looks like as you destroy
you
all the birds.
You have sufficient control to avoid harming unwanted targets.
Narrate what this looks like.
So you just see, like, all these birds, all this whatever has just transpired, and Brimstone just kind of like goes, yeah, like just like a breath of like he was mid run, he stops, just, you know, Godzilla roar into the sky, yeah. and just you see like this whole almost like a small cloud of fire just come out and it just engulfs all these birds, and how somehow all of our party members are miraculously unharmed by this fire.
Well, they're all down the street attacking
right.
the bush.
Oh, right. Fair enough. They're all attacking the bush. But anyways, sure. I guess I clear out the
yeah,
birds.
Yeah, you got you all the birds. Go, yeah, okay. Yep.
It's wing night.
Out of curiosity, are the attaché members dead or just downed?
Those two are dead.
And it's separate, for the dead, scene. Yeah. It's separate for the scene, so I'll get that back, but I can't use my moves twice in a round.
If this was D&D, maybe, but not for this.
Sorry, we'll get that druid through, bro.
That's right.
Is there only one left?
There's three left.
Oh, that's not bad. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we go back to Lord Acteon. Well, we lost some.
Birds, man.
Why'd you give us wimps?
Yeah, exactly.
Like they were finches, man.
All right,
like,
is it my turn?
Yeah, still whoever has not.
Okay,
all our finch training gone to waste.
I did not.
We were only trained for crows, not finches.
I tried to roll deaths, guys. And right. I don't think it did happen because I rolled a 4.
No, 1 point, right?
Yeah, 1 point. Oop. And then I'm going to do my fray because right. I'm a wizard and I'm angry. And this isn't yet another one on my fray die.
0.
I swear to fucking God.
Wow.
I'm changing my die.
All right.
Am I free of my Azrael range?
No, you're not.
All right. I'll go last.
Everyone else has went.
Oh, well, crap.
Oh, man, this is going to be so gross because there's finches all over the ground and everyone's stepping around. It's like crunch, crunch. Of course, they're all cooked, too. So yeah. It's not that
yummy.
Bad. Yum. Wings.
All right. So
the ground is full of corny game hens.
You can elect to save before your attack.
To save. Oh, yeah, save. Yeah. Definitely want to save.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saved out of
okay.
it. That's a 16. I needed a 12.
Okay.
So I'm out.
Hit me one more time. I was going to save.
All right. Everyone in spirits.
A spirit save?
Everyone in spirits.
Kage.
Everyone spirit save. You get advantage.
Oh, everyone thank God. Finally.
I get advantage on the spirit
yeah.
save? Oh, good.
Everyone else does not.
Thank God.
I passed.
I passed. Thank God. Whew.
I also passed with a 19.
I passed. 16.
I passed with a 15.
Okay.
I almost,
we're going to bank that one and try again, even with advantage.
So, my God, so you have like triple, double advantage.
There it is. Okay. I made it.
What did you bank?
I banked a 10, which is useless, but I just needed the reroll.
Okay. Oh, you used your advantage?
Yeah, I rolled a 6 and a 10, and I'm like, fuck, I need a 12.
Yeah. Okay. So you all feel this effect again, and you kind of shake it off, and you... This and you all are just looking at this guy. He's kind of like putting up like his fingers to his temples. And he's like, and you know, so there's like a purple triangle on his forehead, and you can see like there's a third eye that's kind of like looking around.
I poke him in the third
eye. Yeah, wear it out.
And he looks around at all of you and looks worried that nothing happened. And actually, that was all of his attacks. Oh, actually, I can do the attaché.
The attaché.
Oh, they both fail.
I'm going to give one of them a 10.
Yes, so then all three failed, but one of them now passed. Who passed?
Oh, the druid.
And
druid's cool.
And the shadows, one... Okay, so there's only one shadow left because the other shadow killed the shadow. And the attaché, so two failed. I will roll the hit. One hits and kills the other one. So you're down to two. All right, your turn.
I'm keeping the druid up for you, man.
This is getting rough.
I stab him in the third eye.
All right, stab him in the third eye. If you hit, we will do extra damage.
Azrael, can you even fight?
I did not hit.
Oh.
Azrael, can you even fight?
Oh. Azrael, roll me a
D. I was asking, I don't know if you do anything.
Roll a D6, because we need to figure out who, besides, D2, or evens odds.
Evens.
Evens. The dwarf paladin Owensog has died.
Mm.
You're down
so
to...
So who's left?
Down to the Furlbalg druid, Crookedwood, and the Asimar cleric, Dakni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I tried to stab in the third eye. Yes,
yeah, who else is attacking?
I can go.
If you're going for the third eye, tell me.
Stab him in the eye.
I mean, I'm going for his head. You're right. His thing.
I'm going to throw an Eldritch Blast at his eyeball.
Okay, who's going first?
Oh, you're right. This is the... Yeah. Anyone, just go.
I rolled a 14 plus the 3, 17. Does that hit him?
Plus your base attack. With all
yes.
your other stuff, yeah,
yes.
you hit.
Yep. Okay. So
d10. All right, roll d10.
I rolled a 4.
Plus 3 is 7. Plus
so...
another a double, so you did 4.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fucking finally. And then I'll do my fray die as well. I rolled a 2 on my fray die.
1 point. Who's next?
I hit.
All right.
I do 2 damage.
1, 2.
All right. Yeah, I'm not. I'll go for the head,
uh-huh.
which is where the eye is. Oh, that's a nat one. Uh-huh. Banking that one.
Wait. Yeah, if you switch out your 10 for it, then you'll hit.
He gave the 10 to a.
The druid. That's how the druid made it through.
Yeah.
And yes, that's a definite hit. We'll do max damage. That's 4 on him.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right.
I'm just going to go ahead and try to take a swing at this guy and see what happens. You said go for the... I don't know if I want to go for the eyeball or if I just want to punch the guy. I just want to punch the guy.
All right, punch the guy.
That's a 10. I roll a 10 plus 3. What's his AC?
3,
so that's 16.
Plus your 6.
Plus, yes, still, no, this, no. this one off, short. Off.
All right, everyone, give me another spirit save. You do not get advantage this time.
Passed.
I failed this time.
I failed.
Oh, no. A 9.
I did pass with a 17.
I was too short.
No, did not pass.
All right, whoever failed, please attack someone of your choice.
Attack me.
I'm going to attack Noek.
Yeah. Bring it.
What's your
I'm going to attack Milan.
3.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Oh, the druid passed.
No. All right, Milan, are you ready? I'm going to attack you.
Okay.
The last shadow is dead.
I rolled a 12. What's your AC?
8, so you hit me.
I totally hit Milana.
All right.
See what kind of damage I do to you.
I have 16 health now, just FYI.
I roll the 1 plus 3, so that's 4.
2
so
damage.
I just get...
Or 1 damage.
1 damage. Okay. You only get 1
I slap me down from the sky.
Yeah. All right, I'm attacking Brimstone. yeah, that's pretty good. That's a 22. Does it hit?
My AC's yeah. 1.
All right, yeah, I hit you.
Okay, you hit me.
Oh, wait, that's not that roll. 3 plus 4, that's 7. I don't know what that translates to.
2 points.
All right.
2 points? I'll take 2 points.
Yeah. And Azur, did you hit Nuek?
I did not.
Oh. All right. Your guys' turn. If you are under mind control, you need to roll to save first, or you'll continue attacking your target.
I failed again.
I passed.
And I missed it. Nuek.
Oh, gosh, that's close.
Pass?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
One way.
All right. For whoever's not under his spell, go ahead and attack the halfling.
I rolled a natural 20, and that is, I rolled a 9 for damage, so 12 for damage, so 4 points of damage.
4, yep.
Does he look bad?
Yeah, he looks really bad.
All right. I rolled a 14 plus 3, 17, and yep, so d10. I rolled a 2, and then 2 plus whatever. Yeah, I got it. And then I rolled an 8 on my fray die.
Nice 2, 1, 2. My turn?
Brimstone, you take...
I need to...
Brimstone, you take 4 from me. I'm sorry.
I take 4 from you? I'm down to 19 then.
We're going to work out fine. It's going to be great. This is sparring.
I will heal you after this.
I'm ogre. But I'm really sick of this man who is puppeteering me. I'm sick of puppets. So I'm going to use Bloody Vengeance.
Bloody You're going to let go of the other guy?
No, I still have 1 effort left, and I only commit it for the scene. So I have 0 effort now at the moment. And I basically, because he used hostile power against me, which is to control me and make me hurt other people, all my attacks succeed and do max damage on him. So 4 damage on this guy.
All right, he is dead.
Thank God.
And all that.
I just wanted to make sure I got him.
Yeah, so. Got him. All right, yes, you get him. All right, so, and there's just all these...
Is my attaché wounded?
No, you don't have to
They're
heal
fine.
Him.
Yeah. Okay.
The druid got him.
Does anyone want to get healed?
I'm fresh.
And also...
I have 1 hit point.
And Sorry. Also my murderous sanct is...
You have one...
I only took 1 hit point.
I'm down 5. I would be taking heal.
Nobody who is... Well,
are you willing to commit an effort
no
for the day
No one who's
for it?
Not a great foe sure. will think it is okay. totally cool that I killed cool. him.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
All right.
I commit an effort to the day so that I can be healed.
You're healed. Brimson's out of effort right now, so he cannot be healed.
I have 2 heal abilities.
Oh.
I have 17 points left.
You're fine.
I'm all right. If I was dying, I'd be like,
let's move.
All right. So you guys, as you've been moved on.
I want to check real quick. I want to check on where the guy I'm pursuing is.
Yes, he has went farther south.
Farther south?
Almost like the direction we're headed?
Yes, exactly. But now in parallel.
The thing is, I know the fastest way to get to him, so we're actually going to be gaining on him.
It's fine.
And follow, as long as it doesn't veer from where the compass is saying, then
he's this west of you. It's okay. More like you guys are going like this.
Parallel?
Yeah, parallel, exactly. Yeah, so as you guys kind of regroup real quick, both sources of information, you can definitely tell they've went farther south yet again. And so you guys continue farther south. You go through the apartment district, and you get to the edge of the elf district. However, they seem to be on guard. Kind of, there's always that transition area, and elves have always kind of walled themselves in with, you know, a whole bunch of trees and stuff. And as you approach pretty much the entrance into the elf district, there is a group of elven guards there.
I'm trying to stop a terrorist attack. Yeah, it's true. I'm going to command them.
Okay,
way.
Go ahead and try. They are greater.
I don't give a shit.
I know.
So they're worthy foes?
They're worthy foes, yeah.
I'm trying to save, technically, I guess, trying to save elf lives.
Are you going to...
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to stop a bomb from going off in their district.
Accurate. Go ahead and roll. So this be a 4 obstacle instead, then.
Okay. Can I add the bonus for my fact? So
does neutralize neutral,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I pass.
So, yes, yeah, so the guards let you go in. Easy peasy. They look concerned. Do you fill them in anything additional or...
No, I just want them the fuck out of my way.
Okay, they get the fuck out of your way. So you guys start going through the elf district and, you know, it's just elf architecture, all that kind of shit.
It's so Art Nouveau.
Exactly.
Because dwarves are Art Deco.
Less describing, more walking.
running.
I'm taking in all the sights with my one eye, Chris.
Exactly. Ooh, wood. Look, more wood.
A tree.
Right. And so you guys...
They're amazing woodworkers.
You guys start getting towards more southern. So there's a river that goes through the elf district.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to this nice big wooden bridge. And as you start to cross it, I need you all to give me an evasion.
Wow.
Is it a trap?
No.
Even for those who can't be surprised, huh?
Yes.
I failed.
All right.
I failed too.
19.
All right. So the people that passed... So your guys are going across the bridge, and all of a sudden you just hear like a...
Morphinges?
Volley of arrows?
Yeah, volley of arrows. Like, almost like it's just like a wall of arrows, just as if they go... Mm-hmm. And the people that passed, you kind of get on the side of the wall you would want to be on, you could say. The people that did not, you take 2 points of damage,
it's fine.
You're not on the correct side of the wall, you could say. Who passed? All right, so you're on the right side. The other two that did not pass, you're...
So you're saying these are barring our...
No, it's just more of like there's a clear line of arrows.
Okay.
So do you two try to cross again?
I get...
Is it trapped?
No.
The line is not a trap?
I bet more arrows will come down. That pass, you could do a perception check as well.
Yes. I don't know what that amounts to.
Roll over your wisdom.
Yes, I made it.
I rolled an 8.
All right. You see a halfling up in one of the trees way up high.
With
this weird compound bow.
Gatling bow?
No, it looks like he has one arrow, but it's very ornate compound bow.
God, can I see him?
Can you point him out?
If you won the perception, yes.
I did not. Somebody point him out.
I'm going to roll the perception. What's the perception again?
Oh, you failed, so you will
I
not.
I failed.
I mean, you two that are on the other side of the wall, you...
I'm just going to continue heading towards the gym girl.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
All right, go ahead. Give me another evasion, Brimstone.
I failed with a critical one.
All right. You're still on that side of the wall. And
2 points of damage?
2 points.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep walking.
All right, evasion, Azrael.
I passed.
All right.
Brimstone's getting frustrated with this.
Yeah.
So he's actually going to pursue the guy that was running parallel with me.
Okay.
So
we'll come to you in a second.
Off.
Yeah.
All right.
Off.
What are the rest of you doing?
Go to the gym girl.
Gym.
Okay. Yeah. Brimstone. Yeah. He's like in parallel and you catch up to him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new scene.
Okay.
Oh, new scene.
New scene.
Sick, bro.
I'm actually not going to be. I'm not.
Oh, you're just following.
I'm not going to get to. Yeah, I'm going to follow him because he's the safest route to me.
All right. Sure.
In my mind.
Oh, so the rest of you just keep on going. Okay. Guess another evasion save as he pursues you.
Oh, those of us that...
I did not make it this time.
So you guys keep on going, and like a minute later, yet again, you hear this...
I didn't make it this time.
Does he know where I am?
He's on a tree.
He's in a tree.
I'm going to set that tree on fire.
This one does. He has like a hunter sight, pretty much.
He's in a tree?
He is in a tree.
I'm going to set the tree on fire.
Okay. Everyone that failed, take 2 points.
Okay.
I passed.
I passed.
All right. I passed also.
How on fire is the tree?
give me damage for fire or whatever.
When he does that, he's obviously seeing Azrael set the tree on fire. Can I see this guy now?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
2 damage.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to set every tree that he could jump to on fire.
And as he's
I'm a raging inferno.
And as he's doing that, I'm going to take away his ability to shoot a bow and arrow.
Excise his memory of archery.
Okay, I need to save.
Spirit save, yeah.
Spirit save. Yep. Oh, he failed.
Okay.
Wow.
Doesn't remember.
What the fuck?
This guy.
Can you take away his memory of climbing?
I'm stuck here.
He doesn't remember
that fire is hot.
Like, this is an action. I don't have to commit effort or anything. So if you want me to try and make the exercise his ability to climb.
He's useless.
Well, now that he can't shoot, he's just a dumbass.
He is truly.
He's like looking at his hands and he's holding this bow and he's holding these arrows.
This thing?
What is this? I know that I'm supposed to do something, but I don't know.
Wow, Godbound's like quite a different game.
Oh, yeah. Do I play it like a guitar?
All right, so he jumps out of the tree, but he disadvantages for all that care.
I hope
because you
pursuing.
Okay, pursuing him.
No,
just going.
Going for the gym girl.
Yep. Okay. Well, that was much shorter, but
good
stuff like that.
Time.
All right, so you guys start going towards the Montessorin, like the estate of the Montessorins. You know that big ass tree and all the power trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that where I'm being led to by this other?
Yeah, but it's a little bit more horseshoe or more out of the way, but you're getting there as well. However, as you all approach, you see a clutch of wizards. I didn't know.
A coven?
I don't know.
A gaggle of wizards.
A gaggle. I don't know. I was like, clutch. I don't know. There's like all the
clutch words.
You could just say
it got the point across.
I just think of clutch of eggs. A bunch of fish.
That's why I was thinking they're all together. Like, it's really close. Like,
Are they all bald?
Are they all slimy?
They're elves.
Are they encased
in they're not bald.
A membrane?
No.
Sorry.
No problem. And they have their backs to you as they're approaching the estate.
Do they look like SSU members?
They actually, since you have observed this before, they look, these people look like they're exactly the same way dressed to the people that you saw in the Halfling District when you were investigating.
So SSU members?
Like the equivalent of SSU members?
Oh, Montessori.
Or Montessori.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
300 for Milana.
Yeah. Fuck your bow skills for real.
Does one of them look like the dad of the other ones?
I am going to continue to be doing my prowling.
Okay.
And heading towards wherever I think that the target of my hunt is.
So you're going to just ignore them. Okay. What does everyone else do?
I guess not.
Yeah. So you three and the attache.
They look like they're like, do they care about us?
Their backs are to you and they are.
Sneak around.
They're also themselves kind of like being sneaky.
Okay. So it's another faction. I don't want to draw their attention. I'm going to go the way of Grillak.
Okay,
like,
well,
be sneaky.
Attache and you too?
I cannot be sneaky.
If you can't be sneaky, I can't be sneaky. But I'm going to try.
Okay. Roll dexterity, I guess, right?
Yep. Yeah, I got it.
Wow.
I mean, my dex isn't awful. I know. I had to make it 7.
I just viewed like a big-ass Minotaur being like, exactly.
I can spot the true leader in any group or social context.
Sure, yep.
Who's their leader?
You see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Is it Lorne?
Yeah. I'm going to go talk to him real quick.
Okay.
He's part of the Crystal Hammer.
And his sweet Vans, like totally like parked like a jackass.
Yes. I'll just go talk to him.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, God.
I can tell you're with the elves. It's fine. Don't care.
Just because we look like elves.
Shut the fuck up. This is the shutting up time. I'm going for the gym. The halfling stole my property, and they're trying to nuke this district. I'm going to go get it. You're not going to stop me.
What's a nuke?
Oh, yeah.
One of those whispers.
Whatever the fantasy equivalent of.
Dragon bomb.
A delayed mass fireball.
As you mentioned the gem, they're like kind of like, oh, hello faces turned to like fucking serious. And they're like, how'd you know?
It's my fucking gem.
No one should know about the gem.
Tough shit. It's my gem.
No one should know. And the other wizards kind of start encircling you.
Oh, my Jesus.
That's my child you're talking about.
For fuck's sake. Okay, fine. I'm going to mind control the boss.
Okay.
He has to make a spirit save.
Spirit save. Oh, he passed?
He gets a 1.
He fails.
You're going to help me. You, all of you. Let's go.
you heard them voice, and they're like, yes, sir? Wow. Powers are so strong. All right, so you guys keep on going.
Those wondering, I used 8,000 loyal troops.
Yeah, but you have to hold that,
I
right?
committed an effort for them.
Okay, we're kind of getting there then.
Even if I rescind it, he will stay friendly as until long as I the, don't abuse it.
Yeah, no evidence, kind of, yeah, abuse.
It's abused okay. or wholly improbable.
Got 32 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining the halfling that I'm following is almost like going to like some other back.
Yes, exactly.
Like a service tunnel of some kind or whatever. Yes.
Absolutely. So you guys start going towards the monastery, or you, like,
yeah.
Clearly, this is all starting to converge, kind of ideal. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of like a third person, but what yeah. I'm describing is pretty much what's going to go on. So you guys get to like the largest tower, the biggest tower, and you notice that there is a, like a perfectly shaped shaft in there. Like, god damn it.
It's cylindrical.
It's squared.
It's a casing shaft.
Oh, it's perfect. That's a chody shaft.
And it goes down for about 100 feet and then kind of pops out underneath. So from Brimstone's perspective, you see your group, mm-hmm. like the halfling has stopped and is like hiding, and the halfling is watching your group go into this hole.
Okay.
And you're just, so you're watching him, watching them and doing mm-hmm. nothing?
I'm going to surprise this halfling.
Okay.
And I'm just going to like get up on him and be like, thanks for leading me to where I thought you were headed, but you know, it's nice, it's good to see. I don't know. He doesn't have any, I don't have anything clever to say. I'm going to like surprise attack him.
Yeah, suppose. Go ahead and roll damage.
I have nothing
roll
clever to say. Commence beating.
Welcome to your doom.
Doom.
Guess you're not so lucky. I don't know. That's why, because I said he's lucky earlier.
Yeah, some halfling luck run out.
Yeah. There we go.
Here we go. Damage. Come on. That's a fucking sick.
You missed. All right, give me that evasion.
I give you
as
my evasion.
It's a new scene. He goes, and all the strings start going
on. Me. I rolled evasion. I got a six. I fucked.
Failed. You're going to punch yourself.
I'm going to punch myself?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No.
Roll damage
roll
on yourself.
Roll damage on myself. Oh, no. I roll the 1 plus 3, so that's a... just.
1 point of damage.
Yeah, 1 point of damage. This guy's more annoying than anything.
Yeah.
He keeps giving me one damage. Every time I face this guy, it's just like one damage.
Yeah.
One damage.
But, so while you punch yourself, mm-hmm. You kind of lost sight of yourself, and then you feel cack, 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 and you take 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage? Ugh.
As most of his attacks landed.
And this is just normal stabby damage, right?
Yeah. He max damaged.
That's fine.
On one of his rolls. That's why.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's your turn.
Is he still looking pretty bad from the last
Oh, yeah, fight? He looks really fucked up. He has 5 hit points.
Okay.
He looked more fucked up if somebody would have followed me to kill him.
If he kills you, I will give you the biggest
actually,
I told you so. Never hurt.
Actually, I want to use... life. If I would like to, if I could, I would like to use, because it's an instant,
okay.
and I can use it as a reaction okay. to this, is use the other effect of Iron Scales of the Godworm, which is commit effort for the scene. You negate an otherwise successful attack or source of physical damage. So the
you'll
stabbing
take
would be...
4 back, because this is an attack. He attacks.
Or source of damage.
Source damage. Okay. All right. So mm-hmm. go ahead. Use that effort for the thing,
okay.
for the scene, for the rest of the session, pretty much.
For the rest of the session?
Because yeah, we're almost
like
out of time. Yeah.
I'm actually going to take back that Pursuit of Fury one because okay. I'm already here. I think
right.
we're up
yeah,
there.
So you went,
he's not going to run away.
So,
from me,
yeah, so. It looks like it's like he just kind of deflects right off your iron, your yeah. dragon scales. All right, go, your turn.
Okay, my turn. And because he attacked, of course, because he attacked me, or he did hit me with my own fist, which counts as damage from him, I suppose.
Yep.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I want some damage okay. so that my next attack is successful, regardless of whatever.
Oh, okay.
How which much? Is my vengeance. Their normal attacks always hit against yep. a target who inflicted hit point
okay.
damage.
Okay, then roll damage.
So I roll damage on this guy. That's an 8 plus 3, so that's 10.
One hit point back. Punch yourself?
No, punching him.
I know, but his turn now. So he pulls the string okay. to have you punch yourself again.
Okay, oh, so roll you want me to roll damage on that?
Yep.
I roll the 6 plus 3, so that's 9, so I only get 2 damage.
How long does that gift last? Is it only for a round?
It's only to negate one physical.
Okay.
Why are you trying to kill me?
He only hit you once.
Okay.
2 damage.
2 damage, okay.
And you automatically hit, so you'll kill him.
I'll kill him.
All right.
I want to kill him with my... Yeah, I'll just kill him. Whatever. That it still works that way. Never mind. Yeah.
No time for style points, sanctified. Brother John.
It's sanctified.
Rip his goddamn throat out.
I killed him. Nobody cares. I killed him, and no one cares.
Yeah.
So I care.
So
I'm like, I killed
literally,
the guy.
As you're going down the shaft, all of a sudden you hear. You hear the rushing of wind,
mm-hmm.
and it's just. Yeah, it's very, very strong, and it smells like the sea and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, that's Gemtella. And it's just all of a sudden, it's like, poof, comes out. So you get down there, and oh, yeah, you have those elves, too.
Yeah,
God,
I do.
Damn.
On my side.
Yeah, you lucky son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. So you get down there, and you see just so many freaking halflings. So many halflings.
Fireball!
Yeah, wish,
oh my God,
right?
Yeah.
Now, you're pretty much in the basement. One of the basement levels of their main tower is what it comes down to. And it takes up the whole circumference of the tower. And in the middle there, you see Gemtella kind of just unconscious, suspended in this weird other prism that is of like a purple crystal. Mm. And just around there are just all these halflings. Some of them probably call them like scientists and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Sure.
There's others that look very, very important. There's so many of them. That's complicated. There's probably like three of them that you could call the boss.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll point him out to the party.
Okay. There's so many halflings. And what do you guys do? They haven't noticed you. We'll say they haven't noticed mm-hmm. you yet because it's starting to pop off, you could say.
I would like to unleash my corona.
That's what I was hoping for.
All right.
Yeah, so suddenly they're going to start bickering and stabbing at each other.
Yes, roll that damage.
My murder is now 2d8.
Give me that damage.
Do I get any bonuses on that damage, or is it just straight 2d8?
I think it's just straight
2d8. I think it's just straight. It's just because you're rolling two dice, there's a weird thing
give a bonus to one of the dice.
14.
Well, that's on two dice.
Yeah, so you need to tell me what each dice is, because I believe they're both a source of damage. Mm-hmm.
So you do two damage from each die, so four total.
Oh, like a pocket of them, yeah. Just start
murdering each other.
What else?
I'm going to tell my attaché to stay at the cave entrance and don't die.
And observe?
Yes.
Okay.
What are the big bosses?
To point out, so there are two out of the three bosses, you could say, are just right by the container with Gemtella in it. And then there's another one that's just kind of roaming around the rest of the halflings, you could say.
Would I know, are they under hills? Would I know that?
Oh, absolutely.
Which one's the most powerful one or the actual big boss?
I will give you this. One of them is Sybil.
Oh, shit.
Are they all under hills?
They are all under hills.
Okay.
It's like, which one's...
Right. I just need to do damage to one of them.
You'd have to pair up with her to figure that out.
Yes. Yes, you're talking to me right now.
Help me find a progenitor.
I mean, the
source
three...
of the line. Which one's the oldest?
Which one's the oldest?
You go ahead and roll me a knowledge. Yep.
Skill check.
Yep.
I rolled a 9.
Plus. Oh, no.
Versus your intelligence.
My intelligence mod check. Oh, okay, 3.
Okay.
Thank God.
So she points out, not one of these three people.
Of course.
But there is...
There's like a grandma,
yeah, exactly.
Like knitting in the corner.
Exactly.
Has anybody seen Suspiria?
Good job, my children.
No one's probably seen Suspiria.
So what happens?
Okay, so she goes sterile, which probably
immediately.
Already is.
Oh, this is actually going to be amazing.
Yes. It's...
All of her direct children
uh-huh.
take a D12.
All right.
They take 2 damage.
Just 2?
Yes.
Okay, well, they're still like... There's just a sprinkling that all of a sudden just go thunk.
Okay, her grandchildren take a D10.
All right.
Which is 1 damage.
You see a few of them.
Wow.
Thunk.
No, it's not. Her great-grandchildren take a D8, which is 2 damage.
Okay, so you did 2, 1, 2. Okay. More than the last one that you mm-hmm. see. Thunk.
And then her great-great-grandchildren take 1 damage. Down to the 5th line.
Okay.
They take nothing.
Okay.
So, of all of these people that he just did damage to.
Yes.
Which he did damage to everybody.
Pretty much everybody
okay,
in the room.
So then
a lot of them.
Then I look at Sybil Underhill, and I'm going to do Reaping Word.
Okay, wait.
Okay, so I commit effort for the scene, and I choose Sybil.
Okay.
Did Sybil take damage from this?
Would have had to have taken.
I need a roll percentile for that.
Because it's everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Okay, so she has to commit effort and do a hardiness saving throw to resist death. Immediate death.
She definitely passed.
Okay.
I can't help you. I haven't rolled anything else.
So, you see, like, after all that, I tell you all the comments, and then, like, this black emanating substance comes out and tries to, like, it rushes down towards Sybil.
Yeah, I think Sybil, like, freaks out, and she's like, ah! But so, she's able
like,
to...
there's, like, waves of green energy emanating from the grandma in the corner.
But letting you know that she has to use effort to, she used effort to that, for that. Worthy foes require the effort to be committed by end of the day and are allowed a hardness in there.
She doesn't have very much.
Okay.
Do we see the gem chick in the middle of all this?
Yeah, but she is in, like, another crystal of purple.
I did point out the leaders.
All right, who else has not went?
Are the elves throwing fireballs?
Oh, right.
I did tell them to throw fireballs.
I thought it was like, left fireball. Yeah. Between these three actions, a lot of the not really important halflings are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Does it smell like cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Like slightly burnt cookies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, who's next?
Yeah, I'll do damage. I'll jump in and... Yeah, I mean, I'll do what I do.
Just not none of the important ones or... The masses or important people?
Right. I mean, there's not much masses left.
No.
Okay, so I'm not even going to worry about that.
Okay. Which one do you go for?
Okay, so there's Sybil and two other big
boys. There's Sybil, male by the crystal, and then there's a big boy that is kind of surrounded by dead people now.
Okay, okay. I'll take the guy by the crystal.
Okay. Rolled hit.
Yep.
Is he sad since all his children died?
Oh, what's the point of fighting anyone? Well, you just give us
Did the older generations take mental damage for this?
they'll find out later, and then they will. Because not everyone's here, but there's a lot of people here.
Oh, this feels so good.
Oh, there might be others out there, too, that just suddenly dropped.
There was random people that literally just died.
Across the whole damn city, yeah.
Yep.
Most non-player characters have one hit point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to attack normal for the first round. 16 does hit.
Yes.
It takes 4.
Okay. There's like 6,000 dead halfling tavern wenches now.
Oh. He's dead. Oof.
He's dead?
Yep.
Okay. See?
Well, that's 1 out of 3. That's good.
All right. Well, that wasn't much.
Who's next? Who has not went?
Brimstone has not gone.
All right.
There's...
He should have been a lot tougher than that.
Important? 2 masses, you said?
I have stuff.
What's left? Two masses of people?
There's Sybil. There is this other guy. And there's a sprinkling of people now really freaking
out. I don't care about the sprinkling of people. I'm going to try to save my child by the crystal.
Okay. Okay, how are you doing this? And then I'll...
I'm not sure. It's almost like a glass substructure.
It's like she's like almost in a glass, structure. Exactly. It's purple.
Display case?
Yeah, like a display case.
Like a display case.
But it's just kind of floating there.
It's just like, there's a vortex. Is there hookups or anything? Or what's going on here?
Like, no, it's just sit there. And this is like, you're almost now almost inside, especially with the time. You're almost like in a cyclone.
Oh,
and she
wow.
is the eye of it.
Mm. A cyclone.
Of the wind.
Yeah, of the wind, yeah.
I want to try to call out to her, really. Like,
Okay.
You know, like, Jem, it's your father, Brimstone. And he sounds so sad.
Yeah.
I'm here to save you.
Here, you hear me?
And Daddy's here.
I have, like, because I have good with kids.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
What should I roll for? Is it like
I'm having you roll for her.
Okay,
and you can give a +4 to this roll.
+4 to this roll. And what am I rolling? Just anything.
D20.
I roll the 6+.
God.
Jeez.
You kind of see her like move slightly,
like.
But no,
if only you had brought pickled eggs.
Exactly.
If only I brought pickled eggs. Shit.
Flashback. Use your load.
Fuck.
Fuck. My turn. All the people are kind of sprinkled about that are not Sybil and this other guy. They all run to this other guy and they're like, oh, you got to get us out of here. And he's like, yes, this would be very good. And so as they're running to him, he just puts out his hand and they touch his hand and they all disappear.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I think this is where I want Kage to
okay,
step
what's
in.
The flashback?
As
he's not disappearing. This is the masses.
Right. As he holds out his hand, she appears behind him and just like chicken wings the arm back so no one can touch him.
All right, go ahead and roll for her.
All right. And that's a 13.
13.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's enough. All right, so they go to give him a high five.
Right. And
that's like, ugh. That was the masses. It's his turn.
Does he teleport his own ass away?
No. he can control his power.
Okay.
And so he is surprised. He's very skilled and he kind of turns around onto Kage.
Mm-hmm.
Going to stab Kage.
No, not my Kage.
Nat 20.
Nat 1.
one.
Nat one. All right. And of course, he like rips his hand away from her.
Yeah.
But yeah, Papa was watching. And he kind of backs away. And he looks towards Sybil and positions by her. And he's like, hurry it up. And she's like, this is as fast as it can go. You delay. Who's visible?
Me.
I attack with my...
You're asking if these two have their stealth mode on. Yeah.
I don't think Gerlach... Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I attacked with my Corona of Fury. So, I didn't hit anybody.
So three plus the wizards plus the attaché are visible. All right.
The attaché are watching.
They're watching, but they are visible is the thing. 98. So everyone give me a hardiness save.
Everybody?
Except the people that are visible.
Oh, okay. Woo!
People who are visible
give a hardiness to you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, invisible.
I passed. Your attaché passed.
Oh, okay, thank God.
I got an 18. I passed. Thank God.
The wizards got fucked.
Yeah, I really don't care about them. The sooner they die, the sooner. Actually,
John is Brimstone nearly dead?
He is at 8 health. Yeah.
Hmm. Wait, did you? So you passed?
I passed. Yeah.
You passed?
I did not pass.
Oh well, we'll get to it. It'll be very good for you. Okay. I think everyone that failed. Probably the best that you failed.
Okay.
Everyone else passed?
I didn't have to roll,
didn't
right?
Make that roll.
Okay. So all of a sudden, so there's just this, like, this silver ripple that comes out of the sky that's standing by Sybil. And everyone that, you just kind of feel your body, like, want to leave itself.
Okay.
It's not your spirit, but it's just more like, your body's like, we shouldn't be here right now. But it's not like a running thing. It's just like an existence thing. I'm like, I shouldn't exist here right now.
Wow. She said an existential crisis
wave? Yes. Or kind of. And you see the wizards, the clutch of wizards, they just disappear.
Whoa.
What?
Oh.
They're just all gone. They're just fucking gone. And
I get an effort back.
So it's like saying someone stops believing in you and then you just stop
kinda
existing.
We get to describe to Newek, at least.
Oh, okay.
So, Newek, you have this feeling like, I just shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, this is like metaphysical thing.
Yeah, right.
And then you're not there.
Uh-huh.
You're just like in a dark, dark, dank basement.
Huh.
You have no idea where you are. There's a clutch of wizards with you.
Huh.
Okay. You don't know where the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Clutch of wizards. Huh. I just imagine all those frogs every time. Yeah.
So you feel your hardness safe too. Huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, Brimstone.
Shout out to C64.
No, no, I'm just saying. Like,
that... use your tithings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn. Mm. You probably have a response.
You could have passed.
You could have passed, but you also have something else too.
I can just, like, teleport out of
there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm back.
You don't know where the hell you were, but you're
back. I know how to get back.
Yeah, you saw Newek disappear, and then he's back. But the wizards aren't back.
Okay, great.
Your guys' turn.
So my plan is to scamper across the roof and drop down onto the crystal and unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no
mechanism.
No, nothing.
It says I can overcome a magical barrier. Is this a magical?
You have to use effort, right?
Then. Yeah. Okay. Spend some effort.
That's the thing.
I know. I'm just trying to think of the. Okay. So
the ramifications.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, there's got to be a
way.
Are
you opening it or are you just unlocking it?
I want her out.
Okay.
So if there's
so you're going to have to give me so you popped the lock or you popped the.
Yeah. I mean,
barrier.
I just whatever it takes to unopen this thing.
Right. And it actually opens from the top where you are. So you're able to like, funk.
Right.
I need a fortitude save or a hardiness save from you.
Hardiness save. Yeah.
As the wind is like.
Okay. So.
Go ahead.
Roll.
12 or higher. I rolled an 11, so I missed.
But
no. Are you having effort left?
Oh, yeah, I do have effort left.
You can
left.
Pass with it.
I have one left effort left as far as
Might
I know.
I want to use it.
Yeah, I'll use it.
Okay. You just didn't have this good feel. You felt like your skin wanted to come off your body. Like, just
kinky.
And there is Gemtella just unconscious there. It's kind of suspended.
I feel like Gerlach's like falling down towards her.
Yoink.
What do you do?
I will grab her and pull her out of there.
Oh,
well, because she's the eye of the storm, we just follow her.
So far, yes. someone else go.
So can I grab her?
You got her.
Yeah. I can't teleport because I got no effort left.
Right.
So you see her lift up and I'm guessing at this point, everyone can see Gerlach holding Gemtella by like the arms, like kind of lifting her up.
Mm-hmm.
But the hurricane, the cyclone is pretty intense.
So I would like to engage Sybil.
Okay, yes.
If I'm going to use my tithing for advantage, do I need to declare that ahead of time, or do I roll and then see if I need the advantage?
So you can roll and then decide to use advantage.
Cool. That's an 8. That would be a 15. That is not going to help me. So I'm going to use that tithing to get advantage. Oh, that's even worse.
But you can yoink that one away.
Yeah, I can yoink that one, so that's yoinked. Jeez, come on, baby.
So you got to hold on to a 3.
That's better. That's a 19.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so I'm using loosening God's teeth.
All right.
So I roll this D12 and take read the damage straight.
D12 plus 4.
Shit, it's a 1.
That's still 5 damage.
Damn.
Still, she is up.
I know, but that pisses me off.
You could have dropped her.
I was hoping to save the yoink for that.
Yeah.
But I just, it's okay.
All right, who's next?
Brimstone will go, and now that he sees Gemtella's health, I'm going to get really sappy.
Okay, go ahead.
So you're holding on to a 3.
I'm holding on to a 3.
Brimstone's going
to
get in there, and he's going to be...
You just literally...
Try to, get in there and, get a hold of Gemtella.
I can just hand her to you.
Give me a hardiness save.
I had to get in.
Yeah, right before you touch her, yes, give me the hardiness save.
Okay, so... Hardiness, please... I passed just barely.
Yet again, you feel like your skin just wants to go by.
Yeah.
So yeah, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, and then Brimstone's like, Jem, I just want to say I'm sorry. I know I haven't been a good dad. I try my hardest, but I know right now you're probably scared and you don't know what's going on. Because I've been there. When I was young, I was also kidnapped by a wizard. And...
True.
Yeah.
I was kidnapped by a wizard and turned into a weapon, and I killed my own family because of this wizard. But you don't have to be that way, Jem. You don't have to be this way.
Nice.
Back to us, please.
Gerlach looks vaguely nauseous.
Gerlach's like, oh, God, he's getting sappy.
It's a monologue.
Plus eight to this roll.
Okay. Oof. I hope I make it. I rolled a 6.
Okay.
Plus 8.
And it's 14.
It's 14. Yeah, that's enough. All right, so as you say this, she starts stirring, and we can stop the timer. You had 6 minutes and 27 seconds left.
Oh, oof. But that's why he's so attached to Jem. He just feels so similar to her in that so many ways, or them. Yeah.
She starts stirring, her eyes wake up, and as her eyes, wake up, and she's like, Father! And, the hurricanes goes... It's poof.
And Brimstone's just so happy. He's like,
And she starts crying. Can she cry? I guess,
It makes little gems.
She literally starts crying, and she puts her face into his chest. She's like, I'm so scared.
I'm so nauseous.
It's okay. I'm here now. I'll do better and keep you safe, I promise.
She keeps on crying. And has anyone else done have actions available?
I do.
Okay, you go.
I'm going to try and mind control. Actually... First off, as an on-turn action, I'm going to mind control the lesser mob of halflings.
That's
one of my things, lines of rule.
Sure.
And I'm going to have them mob Sybil.
Okay.
Try and have them kill Sybil.
Is she the brainchild behind this? What do we think?
Probably. Eight. She is not looking good.
And then has an action, I'm going to commit effort to try and mind control the teleporter guy. So he has to make a spirit set.
Right. He fails. And I don't have enough juice. I could be like, he has effort. He does have effort, but I don't.
He does have effort.
He can healing surge himself.
Okay, I will just use that effort.
Yeah.
Because I almost never use the in-game effort. He uses his effort. You see him for a second,
complacent. And then I take the effort back.
Yeah. Anyone else?
It's a mute point.
Yeah. I've already done my action.
I can try to do repeat word again on Sybil.
Okay.
So basically that cloud of...
Yes. What do you want to take from her?
What do you mean?
No,
reaping word. Just kill her.
Oh, okay.
Just straight up, just take her away. So hardiness save.
Hardiness save.
Does she have any effort left?
Big guy does, but she did not. And I rolled an 8, which is on the cusp for some characters. She dies.
Mm. Yes. So yeah, you see the ink, this smoky blackness that's been just kind of traveling around or just come up... engulf her.
And she's being torn apart by the mob of her family.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
With my ability to plot out the crime, can I tell who probably planned this?
I'm not done yet. Because there's
we're done.
I know, you're done. So, yeah, you render Sybil's body to pieces, and the mob's controlled, and all is left is this one guy, and he looks pretty sad. He touches himself on the chest, and he disappears.
Okay.
So what's your question?
I was going to go kill whoever the mastermind one who stole from me. So.
And as you guys are kind of regrouping and everything, and the attaché
survived.
Has survived. And then you're like someone descending on a rope.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And you see the attaché get out of the way, and you see the SSU up there.
About fucking time, you guys.
And we'll have to see what they say next time.
Mm. God. Yeah. Next time, we save the gem trap.
Next time, we did it by a bunch of halflings.
Holy moly.
That was really fun.
That was ridiculous.
You can find me, Josh Long, at Evil DM Josh. You can find the show at Tales_MoxFairy on Twitter and the rest of all our great shows at geekspective.com. You can also support us if you'd like this content at patreon.com/geekspective.
Yeah, we have a Patreon.
Help us out. There's literally tomorrow is going up. It's Milana's true name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, help us get internet.
Yes.
Fuzzy Binker Britches.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close. And with that, what about you?
What about me?
Yeah, where can they find you, Brother John?
what about me?
On the internet.
Monochrome Guy.
Monochrome Guy at Twitter.
Underscore Guy. Right?
Underscore Guy.
Underscore Guy.
Art.
No, it would be like, what's the gamer tag? XX, monochrome, underscore guy.
Oh, yeah.
XX. 420.
420,
blaze.
It's like, no. It's just monochrome, underscore guy on Twitter.
Yep. My turn. You can find me on almost all social media as Rocket Orca. I have a podcast called Shapeshift where I GM games, which has been fun. Also, there's Red Mage, Blue Mage, which is a Magic the Gathering show that's on the Geekspective Network.
Crossways GM on Twitter, doing nothing with it. That's it. I got nothing.
I'm not real.
There we go.
You can find me on Twitter at Buttimus Prime.
Steady Minotaur.
I have two accounts.
Okay.
One is for the butt selfies.
One is your public one.
Right.
And then the other one's your private.
And then the other one is Steady Minotaur. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nice. Well, we'll see you all in 5 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or your pizza's free.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the Kick-Ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.